Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Let's see here. This wing wall needs to come off the studs at a right angle. Level. Nails. Hammer. Hammer. Where is that thing? Greta, where's my hammer?
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer it.
No, not that one. Especially not that one.
Two, and take my hammer. It'll do anything you tell it to.
All right, that's better. Hey, it's the Soundcheck Podcast. I'm John Schaefer, coming to you from the Soundcheck Workshop, where we're hard at work on our summer redesign. And the Tony Awards are coming up this weekend, so we thought we'd play back a few interviews and performances from some of the Tony nominees who've been on our show in the past few months. We'll kick things off with the musical that's received the most of any show, 11 nominations. It's the low-budget indie movie turned blockbuster turned Broadway musical, Once. Here's the cast of the show in the Soundcheck studio with the song If You Want Me.
Are you really here? Or am I dreaming? I can't tell dreams from truth. For it's been so long since I have seen you. I can hardly remember your face anymore. When I believe on in the distance calls.
That was the cast of the movie-turned-musical Once in our studio. Up next, another Tony-nominated musical based on a film. But that film, called Newsies, was a total flop. The musical, also called Newsies, has been a box office smash with a best-selling cast album, too. The show's been nominated for 8 Tony Awards, and we talked with Newsies composer and songwriter Alan Menken back in April, and I asked him about turning a flop film into a stage success.
Perceived as a flop. It was a flop. It was an enormous flop. It made, I think, $2.8 million at the box office. And it just went away. The reviews weren't bad at all. I mean, they were kind of nice. But I don't think anybody was really ready for a live-action film musical, especially, you know, one about this newsboy strike particularly. And that was the era where all these animated musicals were really the news.
Mm-hmm. So you were already at that point, I guess, knee-deep into probably Beauty and the Beast, if we're talking about 1982?
It was, well, actually, the night of the Oscars for Beauty and the Beast, when I won 2 Academy Awards, and, I went down to the press room and they said, guess what? You just won a Razzie for worst song of the year for High Times, Hard Times from Newsies.
So how surprised are you to find yourself in this position with Newsies on Broadway?
As I've said before, there's very little about Newsies that hasn't been a surprise. And no one would have predicted that Newsies would be back at all after it opened. I figured it would be a project where, I'd play in concert sometimes and be like, oh, this is a project I did back in the early 90s. And people would go, oh, I remember that song. But I found that over the years, when I break into one of those Newsies songs, there would be this enormous eruption, especially from young audiences. And it just seemed that over the years, it took on a life of its own. It developed this
cult following.
I'd say cult, except it seems to be a little beyond that.
A little too big to be.
It's a generational following, and at this point, I almost think of Newsies as a ride that I'm on. This generation is sort of running, and I'm just sort of keeping up with it.
What do you think it is about the story and a younger generation that it's making the connection that the film never did?
Well, I think they loved, first of all, this David and Goliath story. I think they loved the boys dancing. If I must say so myself, I think a lot of the score was really good and sort of went under the radar.
Mm-hmm.
It was shown a lot on cable. I think it was probably shown a lot around the time of High School Musical, so Kenny Ortega directed it. It just had elements in it that this generation, my kids included, mm-hmm. Really attached to.
So we're going to hear an excerpt from Alan Menken's score to Newsies. It's they're the same songs that are in the film, or
plus,
did you?
We've added a lot of songs, but mm-hmm. but we most of the songs that were in the film are in the show as well.
Because you've added a subplot. Harvey Fierstein came in and added love story.
We added a love story. We removed a character and added a character.
Mm-hmm. Newsies is the name of the musical, the rare musical in which the name Pulitzer is not used as a term of approval or endearment, but quite the opposite. Joseph Pulitzer is the bad guy here.
Well, kind of. Yes, he is the antagonist, but he's treated with respect.
Let's hear the song King of New York from the soundtrack to Newsies.
Whatever you want, gratis.
Such as
a pair of new shoes with matching laces.
Permanent box at the Sheep's Head races.
Strummy on rye with a sour pickle.
A personal puss on a wooden nickel.
Look at me, I'm the king of New York. Suddenly, I'm respectable, staring right at you.
That was the song King of New York from Newsies, up for 8 Tonys this weekend. It's doing a lot better than Alan Menken's other show, Leap of Faith. That show was nominated for Best Musical, but closed in May. Next is the musical Nice Work If You Can Get It, with 10 Tony nominations. The story is set around a collection of songs by George and Ira Gershwin, and it stars Broadway veterans Matthew Broderick and Kelly O'Hara. She's nominated for her role as a gun-toting bootlegger named Billy Bendix. She visited our studio this spring and sang the song "Someone to Watch Over Me."
There's a saying old says that love is blind. Still, we're often told, seek and ye shall find. So I'm going to seek a certain land I've had in mind. Looking everywhere, haven't found him yet. He's the big affair.
That is George and Ira Gershwin's "Someone to Watch Over Me," live performance in our studio from Kelly O'Hara, who stars in the Broadway musical Nice Work If You Can Get It. The show's music supervisor, David Chase, at our piano, James Hirschman on guitar. Kelly, it's such a lovely song.
It is. Well,
what is your character doing while she sings it?
Well, we had to offset it just a little bit. She's holding a rifle.
So she's having an intimate moment with a blunderbuss or something.
That's exactly right. Basically saying she doesn't really need someone to watch over her, but it would be nice.
Or else.
Or else, exactly.
That's Kelly O'Hara, nominated for her role in Nice Work If You Can Get It. And finally, back in January, Audra McDonald and Norm Lewis, the stars of Gershwin's Porgy and Bess, joined us live in the green space. Both of them got Tony nominations, part of the show's total haul of 10. Here they are with the song, "I Loves Ya, Porgy."
Someday I know he coming back to call me. He gonna handle me and hold me so.
Audra McDonald is an early favorite to win her Tony for Best Performance by an Actress in a Leading Role, just one of 10 awards that the Gershwin's Porgy and Bess is up for. For a full list of nominees, you can find a link on our webpage, soundcheckworkshop.org. You can also visit us there to check out the Soundcheck Archive, filled with videos, podcasts, and more, and follow us on Twitter and Facebook for updates on our summer redesign. If you'd like to email us, we'd like to know what you think so far. Our email address, soundcheck@wnyc.org. Our technical director is Irene Trudell, the program produced by Katie Bishop and Greta Cohn. Our intern is Alex Abnos. Our senior producer is Joel Meyer. Special thanks to Andy Lancet and the WNYC Archives. I'm John Schaefer for the Soundcheck Podcast.
That's my business, Bess.
I love you, Pookie.
What you think I is anyway? To let some dirty hound dog steal my woman. If you wanna stay with Pookie, you gonna stay. You got a home now, honey, and you got love. So no more crying, can't you understand? You're gonna go about your business singing, 'cause you got Pookie.